Sylvan Natural Area. The Sylvan Slough Natural Area you see here is a unique 5-acre site blending education, history, and environmental stewardship among an ever-changing canvas of native flora. The natural area incorporates bioswales, permeable paving, native plantings, and other initiatives designed to educate the public about reduction of stormwater runoff. Interpretive signs describe water retention features of the natural area, the innovative method used to clean up contaminated soils on the site, and the industrial history of Sylvan Slough. The natural area's overlooks offer year-round views of historic Sylvan Island, Arsenal Island, and the Arsenal Power Dam. In winter, the overlooks provide the perfect perch for watching and photographing bald eagles as they feed in the open water. The Sylvan Slough Natural Area began as an effort by the city of Rock Island to clean up 3 blighted industrial properties ravaged by fire and neglect. The opening of the Great River Recreational Trail shined a glaring light on this area, obscured from public view by the 2 million square foot industrial complex formerly occupied by International Harvester. The site held 3 large buildings, once home to a variety of industries, including an egg cracking facility, a slaughterhouse, and the 50-year home of Midway Oil, a bulk oil distributor. Weeds were growing unchecked, and the grounds were covered with abandoned semi-trailers, cars with missing parts, tires, broken furniture, trash bags, and other signs of illegal dumping. The city partnered with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources to purchase the properties with funds from the Open Lands Trust Program. Illinois DNR saw the value of the site for boat and bank fishing, which occurs year-round because of open water from 2 nearby power dams. Fish species include bluegill, largemouth bass, catfish, white bass, walleye, and carp. A slough is an active fish spawning area. Wildlife includes migratory waterfowl, songbirds, turtles, and small mammals. A second city partnership with River Action resulted in this demonstration area for the organization's Retain the Rain program. The site is designed to absorb nearly all precipitation that falls on it and runoff from adjacent properties. A bioswale captures rainwater and slowly releases it. A parking lot made of permeable concrete channels rain and snow melts down to its gravel base. Permeable paths are composed of ground-up brick over rock. Native plantings with 6 to 12 foot roots absorb much more precipitation than shallow-rooted turf grass. Buildings were surgically deconstructed to form the architectural features of the natural area and to allow salvage materials to be reincorporated into the landscape. Materials suitable for reuse on-site were separated from materials hauled to a landfill. Fill material was placed in basements. Brick was ground up and used as permeable paths, and precast panels were removed intact to be used as riders and walkways. Soil contamination was treated through bioremediation. Tainted soil was excavated and mixed with aged wood chips and horse manure to biodegrade the contaminants through composting. The clean compost mixture was returned to the excavation. The natural area opened to the public in October of 2007. Maintenance of natural plantings, particularly weeding, is intense during the first 2 years of growth. Future maintenance is expected to be much less than a traditional park.